wait up, 'cause ooh, ooh, I'm out of my mind. Two bottles into a bottle of wine. Man's in the moon and a deer's in wood. Wind in the chimes, stars in a line. He's in a drive and I'm in love. Chills down the spine, heart's on the line. He's on mine.
The News at 5 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Jury deliberations resume tomorrow morning in the felony gun trial of Hunter Biden. President Biden's son is charged with lying about his drug use when he filled out the federal paperwork to buy a revolver. Former President Trump met virtually today with probation officers ahead of his sentencing next month in his criminal hush money trial. The UN Security Council has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a U.S. drafted resolution supporting the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, which is currently under consideration. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Now we're all waiting. We're waiting on Hamas to agree to the ceasefire deal it claims to want. But we cannot afford to wait and wait and wait.
Only Russia abstained. Stocks rose to start the week. The Nasdaq and the S&P closed at record highs. This is ABC News. Artificial intelligence is being integrated into many aspects of life, and ABC's Alex Stone says that soon will include iPhones.
Pulling the wraps off what Apple is calling Apple Intelligence, AI will be integrated into iPhones, iPads, and Mac computers, revealed by Apple CEO Tim Cook in a presentation for its annual developers conference.
It's personal intelligence, and it's the next big step for Apple.
He says Apple Intelligence will be able to do things like rewrite an email to make it friendlier, create personalized emojis and pictures, and Apple promises it will be secure. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An activist shareholder group known as Elliott Investment Management has taken nearly a $2 billion stake in Southwest Airlines, and it says it wants to make some changes. It says the carrier is failing to keep up with other airlines and suffers from outdated technology and operations. The group wants to fire the CEO. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Clear tonight, then some clouds move in from the west overnight. Areas of fog possible after midnight with a low of 45. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow. Scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Minor rain amounts, breezier later in the day with a high of 75. And lingering showers tomorrow night and isolated thunderstorms early. Then decreasing clouds overnight with a low of 56. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny, and our current temperature is 72 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Marquette University President Michael Lavelle died Sunday in Rome after a 3-year battle with cancer. He was 57. University officials said in a news release that Lovell had been suffering from sarcoma, a rare form of cancer that develops in the bones and soft tissues. Lovell and his wife Amy were in Rome on a Jesuit information pilgrimage when he fell ill and was taken to a hospital. Lovell was Marquette's 24th president. He took over the position in 2014. According to the university's website, Lovell helped create the Near West Side Partners, a nonprofit focused on economic development, housing, and safety in Milwaukee. Before he became president at Marquette, he served as chancellor at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in a case related to abortion access has entered the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign Monday to succeed retiring liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates. Schimmel is a former Republican state attorney general who opposes abortion. The election is in April with the court's liberal 4-3 majority on the line. Governor Tony Evers announced the largest budget increase ever proposed for the universities of Wisconsin system Friday to the Board of Regents. He said in his next biennial budget he will ask the legislature to provide an increase of over $400 million in each year the biennium for the UW system. Evers said the big boost is needed to prevent further degradation of the UW system and that being 42nd in the nation in support of public universities doesn't cut it. 7 4-year campuses are facing budget shortfalls, and UW-Oshkosh has exhausted its reserves. Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee have rejected the Democratic governor's previous UW budget requests. Democrats are urged to remember how much power Wisconsin voters have this election year. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison addressed the state party convention in Milwaukee Saturday.
Wisconsin is crucial in terms of where American democracy goes. The eyes of not only this country, but the eyes of the world will be on what you do right here in Wisconsin.
It's not just the race for president. Wisconsin voters could also determine the balance of power in the U.S. House and Senate. A handful of pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted Senator Tammy Baldwin's speech to the Wisconsin State Democratic Party Convention in Milwaukee Saturday night. State Party Chair Ben Wickler sounds unfazed.
Protesting is part of political life. It's part of what happens in a democracy.
Delegates Sunday voted for a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Gas prices fell over 10 cents per gallon during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.22. This is 7.8 cents lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said prices have plummeted in nearly every state in the last week. With these declines, Americans will spend roughly $425 million less per week on gasoline than they did a year ago. DeHaan said he expects prices will decline again ahead of July 4th. Relatives of two inmates who died in an aging maximum security prison in Wisconsin say they're stunned that prosecutors haven't filed charges in their cases after bringing multiple counts against the warden and other employees in connection with two other prisoners' deaths. Authorities announced misconduct and abuse charges against Waupun Correctional Institution warden Randall Hepp and eight prison employees Wednesday in connection with Cameron Williams' death in October and Donald Meyer's death in February. Dean Hoffman died at the prison in June 2023, and Tyshon Lemons died there in October. Family members of both have filed federal wrongful death lawsuits. Police are now saying at least a dozen people were hurt in a shooting at a rooftop party in Wisconsin's capital city. The shooting happened around 12:45 Sunday morning on the roof of a high-rise apartment building in downtown Madison. Police initially said 10 people were injured, with 9 hit by gunfire. Police Chief Sean Barnes said at a news conference today that two more people have since come forward to report injuries. The tally now stands at 10 people shot or grazed by gunfire, one person injured by broken glass, and a person who sustained a shoulder injury while trying to flee the shooting. Barnes said no one has been arrested in the shooting. A semi versus tractor crash resulted in injuries and arrest. Friday morning around 11:40, the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to the crash on Highway 151 near Maple Ridge Road in the township of Platteville. Brandon Lang, 28, from rural Platteville, was traveling southbound on Highway 151 on his farm tractor with a three-point mounted rotary hoe. Lang was traveling on the shoulder and partially in the slow lane due to the size of the implement. At the same time, Patrick Goody, 52, of Omaha, Nebraska, was traveling southbound in his employer's semi-tractor and trailer. It is unknown exactly how or why Goody failed to see Lang's tractor, but the front passenger side to the semi struck the rear left side of the tractor and rotary hoe. The impact thrust the farm tractor into the ditch. Lang sustained minor injuries and was evaluated by Southwest EMS at the scene. When deputies approached the semi to speak with Goody, he refused to exit the semi or speak with the deputy. Goody had locked the doors on the semi. Eventually, officers on scene were able to talk Goody out of the semi. Once out of the semi, he was arrested for obstruction. Wisconsin State Patrol inspected the semi-tractor and trailer and located 11 violations. Goody was transported to the Grant County Jail, where he was booked on resisting or obstructing an officer, and he was held with a $300 bond. Goody was also cited for inattentive driving regarding the crash, in addition to the WSP violations. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will host a forestry-focused field trip at sites in Sauk and Richland counties Thursday, beginning at 1. The field trip is the third in a series to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the creation of the Riverway. The field trip will be led by Department of Natural Resources Forestry Team Leader Mike Finlay, along with Forest Ranger Scott Lancaster, Forest Technician Landon Nielsen, and Riverway Board Executive Director Mark Cupp. Participants will learn about white oak and swamp white oak regeneration in a floodplain forest at the first stop and challenges with black locust control in a dry prairie setting associated with a former agricultural field at the second stop. The tour will begin in the town of Spring Green, east of Lone Rock, near the intersection of Kennedy Road and Monument Road. Follow Monument Road to the south and park at the end of the road. The tour starts at 1. The second stop will take place in the town of Buena Vista at the end of Moore Road near the intersection with Highway 14 west of Lone Rock, a short distance west of the Cruisin' Slough access. Arrival at the Moore Road site is slated for 2:30. The field trip will conclude at approximately 3:30. The tour will take place rain or shine unless there is lightning in the area. Pre-registration for the tour may be done by calling Marcia Curtis, Riverway Board Executive Assistant, at 608-261-9520 or 608-739-3188. Maps of the locations may be found at the Riverway Board website at lwr.state.wi.us or Facebook page. Both sites will involve hiking on relatively flat ground for 1/2 mile each way. Participants should dress appropriately with long pants, long sleeve shirts, sturdy footwear, and hats recommended. Be prepared to encounter pesky insects and bring bug repellent. Bring your binoculars for bird watching.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green, died last Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home this evening from now until 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 to 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery, rural Casanova. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. James Albert Glass, 73, of Lone Rock, died Thursday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No formal services will be held. Burial and a celebration of life will be held at the Basswood Church and Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family to be given to a charity of their choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for James Glass, 73, of Lone Rock. Emmanuel Lunk, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be mailed to his wife, Nancy. Emmanuel Lunk, 89, of Richland Center.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a bright, beautiful blue sky day that we got to soak up and enjoy to start the work week off right. Comfortable and pleasant temperatures as highs rose to the low 70s and winds calm. However, those calm winds and clear sky tonight are going to allow temperatures up in the Northwoods to drop to the freezing mark. Yes, there's a frost advisory up north in June. And what the clear skies and calm winds mean here for us is temperatures falling to the mid-40s, so we'll avoid all frost and freezing potential, but we will see areas of fog building in, and it could be dense in some places. So for your morning commute tomorrow, give yourself a little bit of extra time. And don't forget the umbrella, especially if you go outside for a lunch break usually, because tomorrow afternoon and into the evening hours, we are looking at chances of some spotty showers and some light rain pushing in. Now, this is going to be nothing major, very minor rain accumulation amounts. So it's not a drencher, but just in case, you might want the umbrella in the back seat. Highs tomorrow will stay comfortable in the mid-70s, and then by the afternoon, the winds start to get a little feisty, pulling out of the south. That's going to bring in the more humid, muggier, and warmer temperatures. Because on Wednesday, we're going to soar to highs in the mid-80s. Yeah! It's going to be mostly sunny, breezy at times, and we definitely see chances of some showers and thunderstorms overnight Wednesday and into our Thursday morning. And those, got to keep an eye on them, have the potential to be strong to severe, especially with that kind of heat, humidity, and fuel. So as that rain kicks on out of here by Thursday morning, we will have a mostly dry, partly cloudy Thursday afternoon in the low 80s. And by Friday, we're going to be even more or less humid, sitting pretty, under sunny skies, with highs at about 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 72 degrees after a daytime high of 74 and a morning low of 51. Yesterday's high was 75 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1976 and 2021 is 93 degrees with a record low of 37 set back in 1990. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 55. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:41. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.97, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at spring sports postseason awards from the Southwest Conference.
The Southwest Conference All-Conference Soccer selections have been named and announced by the conference. Dodgeville Mineral Point won the league, going 8-0-2. River Valley was second at 8-1-1, followed by Platteville Lancaster at 5-5. Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, 4-4-2. Galena East Dubuque was 2-7-1. And Richland Center, 0-10-0. First team All-Conference at goalie, Christina Vinger, a junior from Dodge Point. Defenders included River Valley's Addie Lilla, a senior, Dodge Point's Abby Ludwig and Ella Wilson, and Platteville Lancaster's Carly Vesperman. Midfielders, Dodge Point's Katie Sheckel and Christina Collier, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca's Tessa Chakowski Higgins, and River Valley's Karina Osborne. And first team all-conference forwards, River Valley's Alana Merritt, Platteville Lancaster's Miriam Gumi, and Ava McDonald of Dodge Point. Second team all-conference soccer players, Ava Forty from Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, River Valley senior Delaney Johnson, and also on the defenders, Galena East Dubuque's Violet Doyle and Platteville Lancaster's Yager Gumi, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca's Kaylee Crook, and River Valley junior Lily Saperstein. Midfielders, Galena East Dubuque's Julia Holland, Platteville Lancaster's Katie Murphy, River Valley junior Grace Morey, and senior Savea Youngquist. The second team forwards, Ava Hying of Dodge Point, Jasmine Olmstead of Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, and Elizabeth Bomberger, a junior with the River Valley Blackhawks. Honorable mention players include Ava Engel of Galena East Dubuque and Lillian Tidrick of Richland Center. Defenders include Dodge Point's Lily Fox and Sophie Miller, Platteville Lancaster's JoJo Dressler and Stella Schumacher, from Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, Hannah Dungeon, and from Richland Center, Bryn Anderson, a freshman, River Valley junior, Bella Clary. And also the honorable mention midfielders, Dodge Point's Claire Bradley, Galena East Dubuque's Michaela Knotts, Platteville Lancaster's Lizzie Ringberg, and Maddie Jaquinette, and from Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, Addison Kirschbaum. The honorable mention forwards, Dodge Point's Abilene Bartz, Lily Hodeker, and Layla Novak. From Galena East Dubuque, Nevaeh Ottenhausen, Platteville Lancaster's Elena Curry, and River Valley freshman Montana Joles. The conference champions, Dodge Point. Co-players of the year, Miriam Gumi of Platteville-Lancaster, Tessa Chakowski-Higgins of Prairie du Chien River Ridge-Seneca, and Karina Osborne, River Valley. The coach of the year, Todd Dibert of River Valley. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Thanks, Phil. And the WIAA 2024 State Baseball Tournament is started today, and it's going to be going today through Thursday. That's being held at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. And in today's action, it was Division I quarterfinal action today. And in games that were played earlier, it's Westosha Central beat Arrowhead by a score of 2-1, and De Pere beat Menasha by a score of 2-0. So those two teams will go on, face each other on Wednesday starting at 2:30. Another game that we have a final for today is Sun Prairie East. They beat Hudson by a score of 4-3 in Division I quarterfinal action as well. And they'll go on to face the winner on Wednesday of the Oak Creek versus Nicolet game, and that game is currently underway. The Detroit Tigers avoided a three-game sweep by winning Sunday's series finale by a score of 10-2. The Tigers exploded for 8 runs in the fifth inning, eliminating any doubts about the winning side. That explosion knocked losing pitcher Bryce Wilson out of the game. The Brewers scored single runs in the seventh and ninth innings. Milwaukee returns home tonight to face Toronto, and they'll be facing each other in a three-game series. Tonight's game will feature Colin Ray as the starting pitcher for the Brewers. And the first pitch from AmFam Field will be at 7:10 this evening. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwarz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwarz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Packers defensive lineman T.J. Slayton gets high marks for his play during the 2023 season. Pro Football Focus ranked Slayton second for his efficiency when aligning in a one-technique position. His performance is sometimes overshadowed by teammates like Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt, but his run-stop percentage was tops on the Green Bay defense. Incoming defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley's plan to switch to a 4-3 defense suggests Slayton could be facing more double teams in 2024. And the NFL's longest tenured head coach isn't leaving Pittsburgh anytime soon. The Steelers have signed Mike Tomlin to a 3-year extension that will carry through at least the 2027 season. Tomlin was about to enter the final year of the deal he agreed 2 in April of 2021. The 52-year-old Tomlin is 173 wins, 100 losses, and 2 ties with a Super Bowl victory since taking over for Hall of Famer Bill Cowher back in 2007. Tomlin has yet to endure a losing season, and despite speculation late last season that he was considering taking some time off, he remains intent on trying to help the Steelers stay in the mix in a highly competitive AFC. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select or request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the 6th caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
And it's our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest for the 5 o'clock hour right here on WRCO. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a Lake House giveaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is stadium. That's S-T-A-D-I-U-M, stadium. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already in the Apple or Google stores, and go on the app, find your station, and that station, of course, would be WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword stadium for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Cattle and corn are higher Monday. Soybeans finished mixed and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were steady to higher. Beans were watching U.S. planting and development weather, with the first USDA national crop rating of the season out after the close. The USDA's supply and demand reports out Wednesday, and CONAB's new outlook for Brazil is Thursday. July beans were up 9 at 11.88 and a quarter. August was 6 higher at 11.82 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal is up $7.30 at 368. July soybean oil is 3 points higher at 43.66. Corn was up modestly on short covering and technical buying. Analysts are expecting planting to be nearly wrapped up with a high condition rating. Most forecasts do have a move to warmer, drier weather in much of the region, which could cause some stress. July corn was up 3 at 451 and 3 quarters. September was 1.5 higher at 456 and a quarter. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. Turkey's decision to suspend wheat imports until October has pressured global prices. The USDA's winter wheat harvest is advancing with reports of generally good yields and quality. July Chicago was down 20 at 607.5. July Kansas City was 22 lower at 643 and 3 quarters. July Minneapolis wheat was down 19 and a quarter at 675 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher on technical buying, waiting for the week's direct business to get started. August live was up 280 at 179.97. October was 250 higher at 182.17. August feeders were up 372 at 258.65. September was 387 higher at 259.72. And hogs were lower, pressured by fund selling. July lean was down 60 cents at 92.90. The August contract was $1.45 lower at 90.22. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
The quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists appear to be mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until late in the week. Box beef closed pretty narrowly mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 67 cents at 317.42. Select closed a dime lower at 301.04. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs close higher with a moderate negotiated run. Barrels and gilt at the National Daily Direct up 260 with a weighted average of 88.58. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, and the Western Corn Belt closed $2.90 higher. Both had a weighted average of 88.58 as well. Pork values closed lower, down 48 cents at $100.43. And estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head, down 12,000 on the week and up about 13,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. USDA's national corn condition rating dipped a bit last week. That followed another mixed week of weather in many key U.S. growing areas. USDA says as of Sunday, 74% of the crop is rated good to excellent, 1% less than the week prior. More news is next.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Economist says Turkey's ban on wheat imports has brought some pressure to an already volatile market. Allendale's Greg McBride says the ban goes into effect June 21st and will expire October 15th.
This is similar to what some other countries have done in the past. They're halting their wheat imports to protect prices for farmers domestically.
The National Pork Producers Council wants the African Growth and Opportunity Act renewed. NPPC's Maria Ziba says the agreement between the U.S. and eligible sub-Saharan African countries is up for renewal next year.
10 years ago, we did negotiate market access as part of AGOA, specifically into South Africa, and that hasn't quite materialized the way that we wanted it to.
And the U.S. Dairy Export Council says a 3% rise in April dairy export volumes has brought shipments in line with year-to-date totals from 2023. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Look out for corn rootworm. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Pioneer Agronomy Innovation Lead Matt Essick says significant corn rootworm pressure has occurred the past two growing seasons. And with a mild winter, he's concerned numbers could be even higher this year. He tells Brownfield growers should scout and incorporate best management practices even when using traded products. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Economy innovation lead Matt Essick says corn rootworm pressure is intensifying and growers need to be prepared.
Even if you planted a corn rootworm traded product this year, I think it's a great idea to scout and incorporate some of the best management practices to ensure that we know what our corn rootworm population is this year and then reduce it risk of any injury for next year. So it's always one of those things where we have to be kind of planning ahead and identifying what's happening this year to prevent challenges from occurring next year.
He tells Brownfield there are several different methods for corn rootworm scouting.
And I recommend starting with what's called sticky traps. And what a sticky trap is it's a little trap that you can hang up in your field, and it has a sticky substance on the outside of it that'll attract corn rootworm beetles. And so that's the best way to get started on that scout. You can start to look at what those traps are. If you're catching less than 20 a week, you're probably going to see low pressure the next year. But if you're seeing more than 50 a week on those sticky traps, you're going to see some pretty high pressure the following year. So in those high pressure situations, the best idea is to rotate away from corn next year to soybeans or some other non-host crop. But if you have some moderate pressure, I think it's a good idea to continue to monitor that into the future. You can plant corn on corn again, but make sure that you have a good corn rootworm traded product when it comes to that corn purchase.
Essick says, depending on the corn rootworm pressure,
you may consider using something like Vorseed Enlist corn. So Vorseed Enlist corn is a new technology coming from Corteva that has RNAi technology plus our tried and true Herculex rootworm technology that really does a great job of managing for corn rootworms. And it has three unique modes of action. And with that comes outstanding protection in the field. And this new technology is also paired with the Enlist weed control system, which gives us tolerance to multiple herbicides. That tolerance to those herbicides includes glyphosate, glufosinate, 2,4-D choline, and then FOP tolerance. Those four different herbicide classes give us a large amount of flexibility when it comes to managing both broadleaf and grass weed pressures in our field. So I think that's something that we want to consider as we go forward, is making sure we have multiple modes of action for not only our corn rootworms, but also for the weeds that are present in our field.
Visit pioneer.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin, with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Everybody going on down by the water, chilling. Nothing gets rocking till the clock says midnight. Catch a buzz on a honeysuckle moonlight. Shotguns, girlfriends, coolers full of cold cans. Follow those headlines down a broken fence line. Take it to the
Mother!
That was Montgomery Gentry with Headlights. And it's time once again to announce the keyword for the 5 o'clock hour, for the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest right here on WRCO. And this is a chance for you to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. The keyword for the 5 o'clock hour is stadium. That's S-T-A-D-I-U-M. All you have to do is go to the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it already, you can find it on your Apple or Google stores. Find WRCO and use the text button to send a keyword, stadium, for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Find WRCO on the Civic Media app and use the text button and send it right now. You have until the end of this hour. Good luck.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
One day, I wanna look back thinking, man, those were the good days. I'll call someday, they're gonna lay me down in that ground. Give me one day. Till then, I'm gonna turn it up louder. Ain't gonna be afraid to fly. Gonna love a little harder, raise them up higher. Burn the tires, set fire to every mile. Stop, only the good Lord knows.
That was Heartland with No Tomorrow. And good evening, everyone. Tim Thied here. I'm going to be here till the 8 o'clock hour tonight playing some great music for you and passing along some information. Right now, mostly sunny, and according to Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, it's 73 degrees at 551. Our winds are out of the southwest at around 4 miles per hour. Winds are supposed to get calm tonight, according to Brittany Merlot, but also some areas of fog possible after midnight. So if you're going to be out and about driving, please drive with caution and make sure you have the headlights on good enough for people to see you. Of course, you should be at night, driving at night, but anytime you drive in fog, whether it be daytime or dusk, you should always have your headlights on. That way the other drivers are able to see you coming a lot sooner. And I just wanted to pass along this information about something that's going on this evening at the Park Street Christian Church. They will be hosting a vacation Bible school. That's actually going on from today through Wednesday from 6 to 8 each night. Children ages 2 to 12 are invited to Rocky Railway, Jesus Power Pulls Us Through. Adults are also welcome to come to a study. A special event on Monday is the Richland County 40 at 8 Parade train. So that's tonight. That'll be from 7:30 to 8:15. So be sure to stop in to the Vacation Bible School and take in the Richland County 40 at 8 Parade train. Also, going on tomorrow, Coffee with the Chamber, hosted by the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, will be held tomorrow morning from 7 to 8 at Christie Sunnyside. Guest this month is Doug Crotowell with Pine River Smoke. And People First Bowling People First Bowling for People with Disabilities is held each Tuesday from 3 to 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cost to participate is $2 per game. For more information, call Cheyenne Tony at 608-604-0633.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your attention, please. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is closing the doors. Their retirement sale starts Tuesday at 8 a.m. sharp, selling everything to the bare walls. That's right. Krogan's Hardware, Appliance, and Furniture Store in Boscobel is going out of business after 91 years. Their entire inventory will be on sale. Hurry in for best selection. Krogan's retirement sale will offer savings up to 50% off store-wide while supplies last. Doors open Tuesday, 8 a.m. Store closed today to prepare. All sales by cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Krogan's retirement sale starts Tuesday at 8 a.m.
WRCO 100.9.
About that boy you're into.
Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. Drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be? When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me?
With one touch, you set my heart ablaze. I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. A perfect match, that's what we are. I'm getting over him underneath the stars. The smoke is clear from the hold he had on me. I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. One by one, those old embers burn. You came along when I had nowhere to turn. Just when I thought I'd never love again, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame.